Evans, St. Helena, California, May 22, 1908. Elder Evans, Tacoma Park Station, Washington. Dear Brother Evans, as we consider the work that has been established at Tacoma Park, we thank the Lord that one wonderful in counsel guided us to this location and prepared the way before us. The interests that have been established at Washington are weighty interests. The workers stationed there hold important positions and exert a wide influence. It is of great consequence that the men and women there reveal that in word and spirit and action they are in harmony with the divine teacher. Divided sentiments are no honor to the cause of God. The Lord calls upon all who are located in that important center to be light bearers to the world. I have a message to give to those who for years have hindered the work in the South. It is now time to come into line. A species of selfishness has sometimes characterized your work, and this has provoked our enemies to institute lawsuits against us. When, if a greater spirit of tenderness and unselfishness had been manifested, less excuse would have been given to rob the cause of God. Brother Evans, you were to consider that whatever your position, you were constantly to reflect light, blessed light. The man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, "The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue." The God of Israel said, "The Rock of Israel spake to me. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And he shall be as the light of the morning, when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain." 2 Samuel 23, verse 1-4. The Lord has not been honored by the position taken in the past by some of the leading men of the General Conference. The work has been too much restricted, and in consequence, the world's night, which should have been made light by the bright shining of the truth for this time, has been left to its gloom. Christ represents his people as those who are to dispel the darkness of this world. "Ye are the light of the world," he declares. "A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law until all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 5, verse 14-20. Had you possessed more of the true missionary spirit, men would have been encouraged to go out to the unworked fields of the South with this last warning message, and in Memphis and New Orleans and other cities, many would have taken hold of the truth. If, when an interest was awakened in any place, this interest had been followed up with diligent effort, many would have received the message of truth, and these would have used their means for the support of the work. But the cities have not been worked. The light has been hid under a bushel. While we were endeavoring to build up the work in Australia, which we did under great difficulties, the hindering policy was a grief to us and a shame to the people who profess to hold this precious, sacred truth regarding the soon coming of the Lord. It has been under similar difficulties that the workers at Madison and Huntsville have labored to establish their work. Had a true spirit of unselfishness rested upon the men at the head of the work, the Madison Enterprise would have had the support of the people, and the work there would have gone forward much more rapidly. Many more souls would now be in the field, giving the message in the cities of the southern field, and long ere this, many of the cities of the south would have been faithfully worked. The work that is to be done for the South must be done quickly. Soon the enemy will work more openly for the passing of Sunday laws, and then our work will have to be done under great difficulties. Let workers be sent to the southern field. This is an important part of the Lord's vineyard. In some of the large cities, representatives of all nationalities are to be found. When these are converted to the truth, they will labor for their own people. And thus the work will continually broaden.